Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, time now to look at the best film and TV releases for the week ahead. And I'm delighted to be joined today by All On Her Own, some writer Henrietta McCarvey. How are you?
It's like Henrietta. I finally got the remote control to myself. It's brilliant.
Okay, so listen, I think we should go for it. Let's do a few Christmas films, okay? So will we start with Christmas Eve in Miller's Point, available to buy or rent on Apple and I presume some of the other streamers as well?
Yes.
I love a dysfunctional family at Christmas film.
Well, there's a lot of them in this one. Yeah, it's like, do you know why your family can push your button so easily? Because they installed your buttons. That's why. And that's what this is all about. So it's a Christmas movie, but it's also a coming of age movie, and it's a What We Do About Ma movie. So it's set sometime early this century in a fictional Long Island town, Miller's Point. So this massive Italian-American Bolsonaro's family come together to celebrate Christmas at the old family home. I mean, this packed. I gave up counting at about 20. I never even got to figure out most of their names. It doesn't really matter. You don't really need them. So the matriarch, Antonia, she's physically and mentally deteriorating and spends most of her time just sitting in a chair. Her son Matt is her caregiver. He lives there with his wife Bev. And the main conflict is that Matt tells his siblings he's selling the house and moving their mother into a nearby nursing home. His siblings are not at all happy with this. And I think, as possibly often is the case in these situations, it's the siblings who are least involved in their mother's care who have the most to say about the changes. So they're playing their party games, they're eating this dinner, and the kind of disputes, you know, secrets coming to the fore. It's very much about, well, how do you create an identity as an adult when you were given one in a big family as a child? I mean, it's a very gentle film. Not massively funny. There's a couple of good lines, but it's a very gentle sort of Wes Anderson style film.
Cool. Yeah. Okay, Christmas Eve in Miller's Point, and that's available to rent or buy on Apple and I'm sure elsewhere. Okay, so we'll go from that to... So Netflix basically have invented a whole new kind of genre, really, of kind of low-end Christmas films.
Yeah, I think they're having a joke at our expense.
I've watched Lindsay Lohan's Our Little Secret, I will admit, and I stayed to the end of it the other night. Okay. I mean, it's bonkers, but...
I know. I think Lindsay Lohan is like Santa. She appears in the house briefly every December and then she's gone again, you know. So she plays a woman called Avery who's spending her first Christmas with her boyfriend's family only to discover her ex Logan is also there because he's dating her boyfriend's sister. Bad luck, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
And for reasons that make sense to nobody other than the script writer, they decide to hide this and pretend they've never met before. I was reading about this film and it said it was filmed in Atlanta last January and filming concluded a month later. So I thought that says a lot about what Netflix are doing with these sort of batch cooked films.
Do you know what though? As they go now, there were a few laughs in it.
Like nobody's watching these for their Oscar predictions. You're just there to have a laugh.
Yeah, so. And it was very easy going. Hot Frosty is getting a lot of attention. Also, a Netflix Christmas special.
Yes, absolutely. It's a tale as old as time. A hunky snowman comes to life thanks to Christmas magic. So in this, Lacey Chabert plays a small business owner, Kathy, who has a cafe in this, you know, Christmas card perfect, jingly jangly town called Hope Springs. She is given a scarf which she puts on a snowman. I think the plot glosses over the dangers of regifting, which we all know is a very tricky Christmas subject.
Yeah.
And then he comes to life in the form of Dustin Milligan, or Ted the Vet from Schitt's Creek is how I like to think of them. I mean, it is nonsense. It's goofy, I'm sure, enjoyable in some ways, but mainly I'd be wondering about him melting because of the temperature of the rooms.
They're all off now to find Hot Frosty and Our Little Secret. That is the sad thing about this.
That's the afternoon sources.
Exactly. Okay, also on Netflix, The Madness. Is this a good holiday binge?
It really is. Yeah, you do find yourself thinking, oh, I wonder what's going to, you know, next one. It's 8 episodes on Netflix. So Colman Domingo, it's a really good performance from him. He plays a progressive CNN media personality called Muncie Daniels, who is finally about to get his own show after years of being a pundit. So he rents an isolated cottage in the Poconos Mountains to work on a book, only to stumble across the body of the man next door. Before you can say dismembered corpse, there's blokes in balaclavas chasing him through the woods. He manages to stab one of them with his monogrammed pen, like spot the plot point, hides out in a swamp. And if that sounds like I've just given away loads of spoilers, that's the introductory sequence.
Okay.
Like, it's really pacey. We learn that the dead man was a key member of a racist far-right group called The Forge. Someone is out to frame Muncie for the murder. The police have no interest in finding out. He starts investigating on his own. Like, it's really slick, that sort of standard thriller. But I think it's also quite interesting about what it's talking about contemporary US politics and life for this black man navigating the world. No, like we see him approaching strangers for information and they deal with him differently because of who he is. So it's a lot of interesting things going on.
Okay, the madness on Netflix. I just mentioned that the finale of The Day of the Jackal is coming up on Sky next week. And like, as much as it's not perfect or anything, it's a good old watch. Like, I think a lot of people, but there is, it would be a good time for people to catch up now.
Yes, absolutely. And it's just been renewed for a second season.
Oh, has it?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. So the final episode is Thursday.
Yeah. I mean, look, I could go on about the things that annoy me about it for 10 minutes and I'd say you could too, but very watchable.
Yeah.
So After the Party, which is all of them there streaming on Channel 4. This sounds quite dark.
It is quite dark. I think it deserves its 16 rating and content warning. It is one of the best things I watched all year and I will probably go back to the start soon and watch it all again. Definitely for Mayor of Eastwick, Happy Valley fans. So the premise is that this middle-aged science teacher called Penny, played by Robin Malcolm, an amazing performance, witnessed or believes she witnessed, it's a crucial distinction at the heart of the drama, her husband Phil sexually assaulting a drunken underage friend of his daughter's at a birthday party. She confronts him, it all kicks off. And then we open 5 years later. She now lives alone. He's been gone. He's gone into exile in the UK, but he's back working at a local school and he moves in with their daughter and her little son. Penny is fully convinced he's a sexual predator and nobody is listening to her. Like, she says, I'm the angriest person in the world. She says she's not getting heard. And I think, as Greg Wallace found out this week, you will regret making women of a certain age angry. Like, we do not let it go, you know.
Okay.
She just wants to keep fighting and fighting and fighting. And the way it plays out and the twists and turns, it's amazing.
Okay,
fantastic.
There's an endorsement. After the Party's streaming on Channel 4. So just briefly then, before we finish up, you love this series, don't you? 10 Things to Know About Plastic is tomorrow's episode at 8:30 p.m. on RTÉ1.
Yeah, I really do. Like, it's one of those series that it's really, really interesting information, kind of bite-sized, so you do remember it, but it's also really practical. So tomorrow's episode, it's presented by Katrina Devereaux, Jonathan McRae and Amy Hassett. It's all about plastic. And I think that's one of those things, like, the problem is so vast, we can sort of sometimes just not be able to even think about it. It can feel too big. But this is all about solutions, which is actually really heartening, and solutions to the problem of plastic and single-use plastics that are being developed here, like removing PFCs from water, compostable bioplastics made from agri-food waste like unwanted rhubarb and potato peelings and apples. Really interesting.
Okay, 10 things to know about, and it's Plastic on RTÉ1 tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. Henrietta McCarvey, you did that fantastically on your
Thank
own.
You.
Well done. That's it for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTÉ Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.